You know, yeah, very, and then at the end of it, I'm like, hey, you know, veil lifted. You guys are now sort of like, I trust you guys and you'll get better.
Well, okay. I think we've already discussed that you're a better trainer than I am. So.
No, that's not true. It's different. It's different. There are many types of
different
teachers.
Different kinds of
teachers. Some people are Jane. Some people are the mother gorilla.
Jane doesn't teach anything. Jane's like, I don't know.
Jane teaches Tarzan how to be a human again. Like, there's that part.
But why can't he be a human in his own way?
Because he was raised by gorillas.
But that's not his fault.
It's not his fault, but it's one of those, like, there are, like, I mean, circumstantially, he is a sort of, like, culturally identifies as a gorilla. I would say that there are differences between gorillas and humans, and that, like, Jane helped to integrate him into a society that he, like, fit, you know?
Why can't he be a gorilla?
I would say, yes. I mean, here's the answer to that. He can be a gorilla if he wants, you know? But I think that, like, maybe there's an innate drive, like...
What does it mean to be human, Nate?
Versus gorilla. That's the thing, is that, like, yeah, that's... Now we're in, like, the slippery slope of, like, I mean, you can be what you want, but there's also, like, you know, there's got to be some driving factor to be like, all right, you know...
I would like to challenge you to play the Tarzan soundtrack for the rest of your show.
So that's not going to happen.
This is my favorite song from the soundtrack because, one, this is by Rosie O'Donnell, which is confusing. But I went to Washington, D.C. with my school's, like, main a cappella group in my senior year because I was like, I don't know why when I was not in a cappella. It was very strange. But they used to, like, break into song and sing this, like, on the street all the time.
Yeah, that's
and
a classic,
on, and on
yeah.
the whole drive to D.C., they sang this all night long. So I know the whole thing if anyone wants to.
I mean, yeah,
it.
But that's all it is because you can kind of like break in as an a cappella person and sort of like sort
just
of scat
doo-wop.
In the middle. You're like, ah, ba 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 doo ba ba doo ba, and then ba ba da ba ba doo ba ba doo. Like, there's, like, it has a song with a lot of spaces where you can sort of jump in and then jump out again.
That was beautiful. I think that was.
Yeah,
that was
no, really I can I scat? No. Can I be a DJ on the radio? Also, no. You know, those are both, yeah.
If anyone just tuned in, you are currently listening to 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts, Tarzan Radio.
Please call in if you want to talk about, like, Tarzan either wanting to be a human or wanting to be an ape. No, because that's a relevant conversation. It is. And I'm not going to take a side on it, but I'd definitely say, you know, it's interesting.
Does society have a right to take him away from his family?
Yeah, exactly. Does Jane have a right to sort of, like, put herself and say, like, oh yeah, Tarzan is, you know, I want you to become.
I would like to rewatch Tarzan from a socio-political lens.
Wow.
I'll put it on my list.
What a tough statement.
Yeah. I would like to have some discourse about Tarzan.
I'd like to talk about
some intersectional discourse.
Why Tarzan? You know?
Okay. Do you have a song to play on my
I am ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Say goodbye to trash in the camp. Darn! Sorry, Phil.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is it ready?
You're on. Go for it. Is it Tarzan?
Right! Action! Camera! It's all there!
This one's to all you punk boys.
everybody. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you, Haley and Almost Friday, for the awesome tunes to begin with. You are listening to Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. We're hanging out for the next hour. If you want to call in, 855-915-WMFO. If you like that Tarzan conversation that we were having earlier, I am so on board with having more of that. Just because I love talking about things that I don't necessarily have a conclusion on. And so call in, we'll talk. I believe Molly will be joining me here. It's going to be a good time. We're going to start things off with a little local natives.
I wanna start again. 75, she's the closest friend I have in my life. Take her from me, I'll break down and bawl and wither away like oak leaves in the fall. You can be cruel all you want, talk bad on my brother, shoot me full of holes and I won't be bothered. Judge me for my ways and my slew of ex-lovers, but don't ever dare say a bad word about my mother. When she's gone, I'll miss our slow, easy walks, playing Scrabble, the chimes of the grandfather clock. I'll even miss the times that we fought, but mostly I'll miss being able to call her and talk. I can live without watching the classic old fights. I can live without a lover beside me at night. I can live without what you might call a charmed life, but I can't live without my mother providing her life. My mother is 75. One day she won't be here to hear me cry. When the day comes for her to let go, I'll die off like a lemon tree in the snow. When the day comes for
And everyone out there, this is Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Freeform Radio. This show is definitely freeform. Thanks for listening. We just played some Villainy by Local Natives, Our Love by Sharon Van Etten, A Song for Our Grandfathers by Future Islands, I Can't Live Without My Mother's Love by Sunkill Moon, and Bent, or parentheses, Roy's Song from Dive. I was like at a party, and sometimes I use sort of like automated playlists and stuff like that. I know it's not kosh to always do that, but I did, and it was somebody was like, hey, is this Dive? And it's one of those things you get like called out for like playing a song that you don't know that like sort of goes with everything because a computer ranked it amongst other songs that you like. That person was a friend of mine in a cool band, so if you know who I'm talking about, he even may be listening. So yeah, anyway, that was some Dive, a band that I've since been able to go and listen to a little bit more, and they've been really great. So we're jamming for the next 32 minutes here on WMFO. We've got some potential guests coming in to the studio, including Molly. We'll see where she is. And we got just in general, just kind of a mix of some random songs. I'm sure if Molly comes in here, she's going to play a bunch of Oh Hellos, because they just had a show on Sunday night, and the report back was it was the best show of all time. So we'll discuss what makes this show a good show, and all that. I'm sure you guys are looking forward to listening to Molly, because she is just far more entertaining than I am. That's for sure. So I am going to we'll just get back to the music. Here's a little Arcade Fire.
You hear your daddy shout. You try to figure it out. You never figure it out. Your mother's screaming that you don't deserve love. If you don't deserve love, and if I don't deserve love, could we deserve? Come down off the cross and tell me.
Well, hello there. We're back. Played two songs, We Don't Deserve Love by Arcade Fire and The Blue Dress by Wild Nothing. both of those. Well, Arcade Fire, that album dropped in 2017, but then that Wild Nothing album, which sort of like released a bunch of albums right in a tight little chunk right there in 2012. So yeah, we're staying in sort of the latter aughts. Aughts? Teens. What? Teens.
What is it? Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Oh, I'm there.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm so much quieter than you.
I mean, you gotta like do this right here.
Is that... No, that's not my... whatever. Anyway. What are aughts, Nate?
Well, like the like how do you describe the like the 2000s to the 2009s?
The 2000s.
Yeah, but then you're saying there's so many more syllables, you know, but the aughts.
Did you just make that up though?
No. Oh, well, I know that my believability is low. It's like in sometimes when you're like reading on the radio, you would say instead of zero, you would say aught, because it's like a quicker thing to say, like oh aught.
Sure.
That's a verifiable fact.
Okay.
We have an extremely relevant PSA that Molly's going to read for you right now.
Yes, because apparently there's a big storm coming in to Boston tomorrow. Storm season emergency preparedness. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. Be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hey, thanks. How are we doing on food? I just sort of...
I think we're okay.
We're good.
The freezer's pretty stocked.
We don't have to scramble.
With healthy, tasty food. It's not yet ready to eat, but like, you know.
We could do it.
That's part of the problem, I guess.
The rice and beans you made last night, amazing. Mm. Like, that's maybe some of the best rice I've had. Like, that was like cooked by a Rubrite.
It's like a big compliment.
Yeah. No, I'm really good. I don't know what were the main spices?
Oregano. I used that ham stock.
Ham stock.
Like, making stock.
the stock, it really does change the game. That's 100% true.
Homemade ham stock. Highly recommend.
Yeah, well, how's our stock? How's our stock?
It's at zero right now.
What?
So we might die in the storm.
Yeah, that's maybe an uncompromising position that we're in right now. We need to do the old chicken bone thing. It's okay. When we make a lot, we make a lot.
It's true.
Also, if anybody out there is like sitting there thinking like, oh, I want to do stock and I know that you need bones and stuff. The other thing you need, just freeze your vegetables like right before they're about to go. Or if you have any sort of vegetable waste, like the husks or something along those lines, put those in a plastic bag, put it in the freezer and wait, and then use those in the stock later. That's the ultimate move.
Mm.
That's the ultimate
Definitely.
Move. Yeah. So, I'm going to play one really quick from, I got a special request to play a song from the Carolinas.
Ooh.
From my dad, and my mom and dad are currently moving into their house in North Carolina, Oak Island, North Carolina. And I'm looking forward to seeing that house. I'm looking forward to hanging out there. And then Molly goes, poor Bo. Bo's my dog. Bo just moved to the beach, so not poor Bo. More like, yeah, Bo, you're living your best life, you know?
He just looks like he's, like, so freaked out. Like, what's going on?
How is that different from what he looks like all the time?
I don't know.
He's always weirdly freaked. You'd see him in the morning, and it would be like, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to give him my best shot. He sort of had that optimistic look to him.
Ever the optimist.
Ever the optimist,
for
indeed.
The dog.
He's a great dog. He's a white Westie. So like the kind of like the Purina dog food.
Aren't they all white?
I think some are brown sometimes. I think there's like a brown, like tan.
I think that's like another breed of dog.
Man, I tell you what, with dogs.
It's okay.
Did you hear that there's like a husky mix? There's like a husky mixed with
I'm sure
a poodle.
There's plenty of husky mixes.
But it's mixed with a poodle, and it basically just looks like a husky puppy like forever.
That sounds great.
I mean, have we flown too close to the sun? You know, that's the that's the question there. All right, back to the music. Yeah, we're gonna be jamming for next at least 15 minutes. Thanks for listening.
said, don't waste your life wishing everything was how it was. Paul is alive. I was in a moment for a moment, then I wasn't. I was 16 years old in a dead guy's boots with my hair slicked to the side, sitting outside the jockey club, crying in my 7-up. I could hear who's good doing the Smiths, the sluggers, the craps go bump, 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 bump inside. Paul is alive. Nobody stays above, out in the way.
Help her
Okay, yeah, that was it. We had on that little grouping, No One's Gonna Love You by Band of Horses. That's a very famous Carolina band.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they, I don't know. I couldn't think of something. It was either them or like the Abbott Brothers, right? Aren't they Carolina?
I don't know. Somewhere in the South, I'm sure.
Somewhere in the mountainous South, something like that. In the woods, out of the woods, into the woods. Then we had a band that I just didn't really know about, but probably should have. LV, I think is how you say it. It's Behringer. It's the guy from The National, which I played a National song right after at Valjester, but that song is Paul is Alive. It's these two guys. It's one of them is the singer from The National, whatever his name is. Something Behringer. Behringer. Yeah, it's him and another guy, and so it's just like a really cool sort of expression of his really deep singing voice, which I love. And then another just song by Dive, D-I-I-V, all capitals, and it's You're Not Far, and